I'm Michelle Griego from the KPIX 5 Newsroom with your local news headlines. Preparing for another possible round of power shutoffs, this morning PG&E says more than 200,000 customers across Northern California might lose power again. Here in the Bay Area, Sonoma County could feel the biggest impact with more than 33,000 customers in the blackout zone, 9,600 in Napa County and 6,400 in San Mateo County could go dark as well. PG&E says no final decision has been made so far. The plan is to keep the scale of potential shutoffs smaller than the ones earlier this month. PG&E says it wants to do everything in its power to prevent wildfires, and that job is a work in progress. This morning, Governor Gavin Newsom says our sky-high gas prices just don't add up. He's calling on the Attorney General to investigate. The governor is asking Javier Becerra to find out if gas and oil suppliers are involved in fixing prices or other unfair practices. Our gas prices are sometimes at least a dollar more than other states. This morning, Safeway has agreed to provide seats for checkout clerks here in the Bay Area and across California. It's part of a new legal settlement. A lawsuit from a Santa Clara cashier claimed the company violated state Industrial Welfare Commission rules. Now, according to the Chronicle, Safeway will pay $12 million and provide seats for about 30,000 workers. We reached out to Safeway for a comment, have not heard back just yet. Well, the warming and drying trend continues today. It'll be warmer than yesterday. Tomorrow will be warmer than today, and Thursday will be the hottest, with highs in the 90s for some and the heat reaching all the way to the coast. The offshore flow has begun to dry things out and will be most intense Wednesday into Thursday, making fire danger likely. Those are your KPIX 5 News headlines. I'm Michelle Griego. For more news updates, tune in right now to KPIX 5 This Morning.